An investigation of doctors who perform common elective surgeries has raised questions about a hospital in Citrus County. Health News Florida editor Mary Shedden reports that spinal fusion patients at Citrus Memorial fared better or worse depending on the doctor they chose.
The nonprofit news organization ProPublica sorted 2.3 million low-risk procedures on Medicare patients, from hip and knee replacements to back surgery. At Citrus Memorial, they found Dr. Constantine Tumbas was one of three surgeons conducting spinal fusions. Records show Tumbas hasn't faced formal discipline in at least the past decade, but ProPublica found he has one of the highest complication rates in the country. Reporter Marshall Allen says Tumbas' record was widely known among hospital staff, but the release of ProPublica's surgeon scorecard is the first time the public sees it.
People did know that there was a difference between these doctors, and yet the patients would not have any way of knowing that until our information became public.
The scorecard compares 17,000 U.S. doctors to peers performing the same procedures. In Florida, a third of the more than 800 surgeries reported complications, such as post-surgery infections or death. Allen says the database only includes hospital billing claims to Medicare, the government insurance for Americans 65 and older. Private insurance information isn't available to the public. Allen says releasing this information educates patients and reminds doctors there's no guarantee a procedure is 100% safe.
Not every surgery is low risk. It really does depend on the surgeon performing the procedure, it appears. It wasn't just at Citrus Memorial. This was at hospitals around the country.
I'm Mary Shedden in St. Petersburg.